airchecks.com.
WBCN Boston, The Rock of Boston. Andy Levin, that's who we're playing Michigas with. This guy's in Santa Monica, California. We're going to be playing Michigas. It's right outside of L.A. No other radio stations like BCN there. He's homesick. He's originally from Newton. He wrote us a great letter. We'll be playing Michigas with him in just a few. But we got the Big Mattress Song of the Week coming up next on The Rock of Boston, WBCN. This is going to be next week's Big Mattress Song of the Week on WBCN Boston. Well, I haven't got it figured out just yet, but before this next week is over, as we play this every day as the Big Mattress Song of the Week, I will have figured out who this guy sounds like, a combination, I think, between two guys. Remember Albert Collins? Albert Collins used to, that funky guy used to play, he played Snow Cone too. Remember that? Ken would remember that.
I spent many night with his uncle Tom Collins.
Yeah, right, Ken. Anyways, a combination of Albert Collins, maybe an Eric Clapton even, yeah. That's it. Robert Cray, the Robert Cray Band from the LP Strong Persuader. It's Smoking Gun. It's on the Mercury Polygram record.
What's that riff that goes, na 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 na. Heart Full of Soul?
Yeah, the Yardbirds.
Nice place.
Clapton, you think maybe? Clapton? Jeff Beck? Speaking of which, Jeff Beck will be our featured artist on Back to the Future this Sunday when we do, Billy and I will do a show noon to 4 right here on WBCN Boston. And can I have absolution?
What?
Can I have absolution?
Domini, Romini, your old captain.
From my bet. Ken and I have a deal. If I end after 10 o'clock, I have to take him to breakfast. I've had to take him to breakfast twice since we made the bet in the last 2 weeks. So, but Brad Delp is here, so it may take a longer Michigas.
Well, if Brad Delp is part of Michigas, I mean, just
it'll
because
be okay.
He's in the building.
Get him in here, Tank. Anyway, WBCN 1987 Rock and Roll Calendar, available now at all Strawberries Records and Tapes in Store 24 locations or by mail for $10. Includes tax, postage, and handling. Send a check of money order to 1987 WBCN Calendar, 1265 Boylston Street, Boston, Mass. 02215. All profits go to Amnesty International. How's that? Them apples. Michigas with Ken Shelton, Billy West, and whoever he brings in, me, Charles Lacordaire, and Boston's Brad Delp, next, right here on BCN. It's the Schmeckles on WBCN.
Well, I don't want her. You can have her. She's too fat for me. What are we laughing about?
We're
running late. We shouldn't be laughing.
You're the only ones laughing. What is this?
You guys are going to have to buy Ken lunch.
I don't work for sales department. I'm not Ken Shelton. I'm laughing. It's
Polka time. Well, it's pretty quiet around here.
What are we? Shot liver?
No one else is laughing here.
Well, I thought you guys wanted to say hi to Brad Delp.
I did. Laugh it up, Brad. We laughed when you came in.
Good morning, Brad.
Oh, man. Get him right in that mic. Just stick that.
Hey.
There you go.
Put his band down. Slow them down.
Anyway, Andy, how do you slow these guys down?
There's no snowing. It's polka music.
I am writing to you, this Andy Levin says, to request that I get to play Michigas with you and Ken Shelton and the rest of the gang on Friday, November 14th to celebrate my birthday. I've been a long BCN listener going back to high school in 1968 when I used to listen at night because of your late signal. I don't know what that means.
That's a long BCN listener.
Last spring, I took a one-year assignment with my firm in their L.A. office, and I miss BCN. The stations out here are many, but just don't compare. My friends, I've had to put up with who's this? Laker fans, Angel fans, and Raider fans. I'd like to celebrate my birthday with a touch of Boston. So why don't we just give him a little call right now?
Are you calling the long distance?
Yes. We don't need to put the...
Where does he live?
He lives in Los Angeles. I can't read that.
Let me see that letter. No, he lives in Santa Monica.
Isn't that the same?
No, that's Claus's sister.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello, is this Andy Levin?
It is.
Hi, Andy. Welcome aboard the Big Mattress.
Well, thanks, Charles.
Let's see. Now, you live in Santa Monica? We thought you lived in L.A.
Well, no one ever knows where Santa Monica is.
Yeah, now what time is it where you are right now?
Oh, God, it's about 10 of 7.
Andy Levin.
Is your wife, she's 4 months pregnant. Is she mad because you're up so early making all that noise in the house?
No, because it gets me out of the room and she can sleep later.
Oh. Say hi to the Schmeckles.
Hi, Schmeckles.
Good morning, the Dansk. How is Monica today?
She's fine, but if Jane finds out, I'm in trouble.
Okay. Well, you ready to play Michigas?
I'll do my best.
And say hi to Brad Delp from the group Boston. He's here, too.
Hi, Brad.
How you doing?
Congratulations on the album.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate it.
Say hi to Ken Shelton.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Andy.
Haven't heard you in a long time.
Have we met before you left? It's a familiar name. I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
Did we celebrate Simchas Torah together once?
And 9 and 10 and 11.
Well, we know that you haven't heard the question before, but we sure as heck hope that you can still answer it correctly, and 11.
Okay.
Since we've had this question for a week now, no one seems to know the answer. By the way, the category that you picked is music. You picked it because you got it by default, because everyone's had it all week long.
All right.
Now, these are called famous covers, okay?
Yeah. Should let Brad help him rather than Brad work against him?
No, Brad, since Brad has not heard
this one. I know the first two you got.
You don't know the last two, though?
I might.
Okay. Why don't we do this? Brad will help you with the last two.
All right.
You have to get the first two, okay?
Brad will help you with the ones he doesn't know the answers to.
All right, actually, Brad can help you with all of them, because who knows, who's to say whether Brad's right or not? We haven't checked with him.
I'll take all the help I can get.
Famous covers, your job, name the song, we'll describe the groups. Gladys Knight and the Pips hit first with this Motown classic. You try it first, Andy Levin, and then Brad will help you. It was later covered by the late King of Honey Drip Soul, who brought it up to number one in the R&B charts. It still sounded great in 1970 when it was covered by Creedence Clearwater.
Heard it through the grapevine.
That's right. I'm going to try. Is that what you thought?
I didn't need to help him on that.
The singer that wrote this folk song saw it covered by the greatest guitar rocker of the 60s. That's the key. This was one of the few covers that was bigger and better than the original.
Oh boy, I have no idea.
But just think of who's.
I have a good clue.
Who's the best rocker, right, of the 60s? A guitar rocker.
Isn't it that Jehovah's Witness newsletter?
That was my clue.
Yeah.
Any good Jehovah's Witness should know this.
Yeah.
Well,
not too many Jehovah's out in
San Francisco. A lot of loonies out here.
What's the name of the What's the name of the Jehovah's Witness magazine?
The Watchtower. Jimi Hendrix.
The name of the song.
The brain kicking to
all
gear.
On the Watchtower.
All right. Okay.
My
reputation's going up in smoke.
Don't worry about it. Phil Phillips. Brad's going to need to help you here, I'm sure.
Oh,
Phil Phillips.
Need to help me.
Phil Phillips and the Twilights did the original in 1959. Del Shannon covered it in 1982, and it came out again in 1984. Your little sister will know this one by a short-lived supergroup.
Now, any Jehovah's Witness will know.
Okay, we have a clue from the Seventh-day Adventists now.
Brad, you going to give me some help on this one?
No.
I'll tell you what. I'll give you guys both a hint, but we're not going to give the question away because this is too good. We'll maybe keep it till next week. But here's a hint. Let's see. The ending... It reminds me of the ending of a Judy Garland movie where her husband was jealous because she won an Academy Award.
Oh, that's a good clue.
That's a real good clue.
Just confused me.
Now, is this before she had won a Loft or the other one with the big nose?
How did the movie end?
He died.
How did he die?
Poisoned himself.
Poisoned himself?
No.
Which version did you see?
Yeah, really. How did the guy die? It was a great way to die. I mean, that's the way I'd want to die. He walked into something.
How about a better clue?
You want to give him a better clue?
Okay, the recent hit version of the song was all strings. It sounded like 1,001 strings. The original was boom, 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 boom.
Ken, that is my clue.
Wait,
you give
him
a clue.
Brad, give me a clue.
I'll give you a clue on
air trombone. Does that help?
No, that was a stupid clue, too. Should we give him a clue?
All I can think of is The Wanderer, but...
The Wanderer?
Yeah.
Come with me to the funky chicken. Let me hear you do the funky chicken, Andy.
Long distance chicken. I like that. Good one, Andy. Okay, we're going to give you another chance. That's the kind of Michigasses we are. This is the It's So Cold, the Somerville Selectmen Had Their Hands in Their Own Pockets consolation question. Earmuffs are used to keep what part of the body warm?
Oh, wait a minute. Ears.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Let's find out what he gets for losing, Andy Levin. Schmeckle.
Well, forget about Springsteen's 10th Avenue Freeze-Out. Try this one, yeah? For losing, just run a no-expense-paid trip to the corner of Ipswich and Boylston Street, where nobody's dream comes true.
For a real Fenway Freeze-Out.
Remember, Old Man Winter is just around the corner. And so is the Boston Ramrod, but that's another story. Charles?
Brad, hey, here's a question for you. Who carries the finest in contemporary home furnishings from all over the world? Boston Interiors,
Boston
that's who.
Interiors.
Not to be confused with the band. And for playing Michigas, you've won your very own big mattress from Boston Interiors.
Yay!
Where they search the world over for quality contemporary furniture and sell it at prices the competitors can't touch.
Great.
Visit them at one of their two locations when you're in the Boston area, on Route 9 in Brookline Village or off Route 3 in Hanover, or call Bill at 731-6038. That's right, a quality size, twin size mattress for you from the big mattress supplier, Boston Interiors.
Right.
The station that likes to rock you in the mattress. BCN.
If you love dogs, the Bay Colony Cluster of Dog Shows at the Bayside Exposition Center, November 13th to the 16th, is a dream come true. WBCN, because you lost, is sending you and three friends to see the dog show. 4,000 of the most obedient purebreds in New England will fill the Bayside in four shows featuring breed judging and obedience trials. These shows are sponsored by the Middlesex County Kennel Club. For more information, call Al or Sandy at 536-1782.
Yeah, they give you everything but the airplane.
From the Middlesex County Kennel Club and the Rock and Roll Animals at WBCN, Boston.
Prizes on Mattress Michigas are given in exchange for promotional consideration. Yeah, contestants from in the Boston area know that many are cold, but few are frozen.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I'm talking to myself here. Well, I need a better class of people that way.
Okay, that's it for me at WBCN Boston.
The parts of Yash and Stan Schmeckle are played by Tom Sandman and Billy West, who swear they remember Charles Aguilera saying 10 years ago, Boston, what a dumb name for a group. It'll never sell.
I'd like to remind you, you're listening to Concert Network Radio from our Back Bay studios at 171 Newbury Street in Boston. As you heard us mention earlier, we have been in severe financial trouble here at WBCN. We're experimenting with new formats, trying to kind of feel our way around. This is March 15th, 1968, and if we don't have adequate funds, we'll be forced to go off the air probably by tomorrow morning. As you know, earlier we listened to classical music selection. We're experimenting with middle-of-the-road things. That was Jerry Vale. And at 10:30, we have what we feel will be an American Revolution for you. Originating from the Boston Tea Party, Mississippi Fats will be experimenting with some new sounds here on the Concert Network. Let's get back to some classical music now. Here's Aaron Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man. Aaron Copland's brilliant composition, Fanfare for the Common Man. I'm Ron Delacquise. I'll be here tomorrow evening with another mixed bag of programming for you. As we mentioned, we're looking for funds here at WBCN. If you can help us, send your contribution to 171 Newbury Street, Back Bay, Boston. And now it's time for our revolutionary new experiment in radio. As we told you, we'll be taking you direct to the Boston Tea Party for our first live broadcast with Mississippi Harold Wilson.
Out of sight, yeah. Listen, are you hung up?
What does that mean?
It was straight up. I can't understand. Out of sight, yeah. Listen, are you hung up?
One of these days, I am going to replace the mistake in the world. In the world. Tomorrow, I may do it with all the friends I got last Thursday. I think I'll be going by empty space. That's what they are now. Blank, empty space. I know he's sitting in there in the control room now, listening to everything I say, but I really don't care. Hello, Frank Zappa.
Listening to wonderful, bigger than a bread box radio, WBCN Boston. Scoopy doopy doopy doop, bow bow bow, yeah bow, ooh ooh, chicka boom. Boom 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 boom.
WBCN 104.1, Bradley J. You know, let's see, what was it? 1981, December 18th, 4 a.m., a snowy night. I went to 1265 Boylston Street for my first show. Went down into the basement there, and you buzzed the buzzer. And, you know, coming up into WBCN was a big deal. My hands were sweaty. I was shaking. It was a huge deal. And Chachi was there, hanging out with some chick, doing something I can't really go into right now. But as the moments approached, where I would begin my show, I got more and more nervous. And the very first button I pushed played this.
Faster than the speed of sound. Stronger than an iron fist. More powerful than TNT. The real WBCN Boston.
WBCN Boston, you're listening to the four-day farewell to 104.1 WBCN, a four-day retrospective of over 41 years as the Rock of Boston. And ladies and gentlemen, please welcome a Mr. Bill Murray to the studio.
Celebrating 41 years of WBCN, the Rock of Boston.
We're just too hip to be believed in today. I'm the disc jockey, Bill Murray, today, and today it's going to be breezy and very warm, and the high is going to be near 90. Tonight it's going to be low, 58 to 66, so if you're drinking outside, bring a sweater. And tomorrow it's going to be sunny and warm and high in the 80s. It's summertime.
The living is easy.
Yeah. It's,
I would like everybody to know that Bill actually engineered that set himself.
Yeah.
So queued up the record.
If you missed those few notes, first few notes of Mighty Love, I'm sorry, and I apologize to Spinner's Fan Club, and I'm whistling on the air. We're going to take phone calls.
Yes.
So if you want to call and talk about things, you have personal problems, anything you want to get off your chest, if you've committed a crime in the last 12 hours and want to turn yourself in, call us at 536-8000.
And we'll take calls right after these messages. No, he went away. We're going to take some telephone calls now. Bill Murray is our guest DJ on BCN. Let's go to our first telephone call. Hi, you're on BCN.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Nick.
Nick's? Nick's?
Nick, you know. Listen, how you
doing,
Bill?
Yeah, I know, Nick. Yeah, sure.
How you doing, Ken? How you doing, Bill?
Oh, good.
Good.
What are you doing? Listen, when I was
hanging around, you know.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
Up into the beach?
I haven't been to the beach yet. I've barely.
You better check it out, especially in this weather. Yeah. Listen, what do you think is a major contributor to your success? Like, is it your genius? Or your total goofiness? Or what is it?
Well, I normally say genius, but in this case, I have to be completely honest and say sexual favors were really the cornerstone of my success.
Sorry. That's pretty, yeah?
And just luck, really just luck. I got in with
the
people.
The shell tees and things like that? Must be tough sleeping with those types.
Yeah, because she's real bony. She's much skinnier than you think.
Yeah, you like the girls with the meat on them, right?
Well, I like anything with a lot of meat. Big animals, any kind, polar bear, anything with a lot of meat. Even just like small children that are real fat.
Sorry. What do you think is your best movie?
There's the latest one, Stripes.
Really? I have to check it out. One other thing. How about getting me a part in your next movie? Could you do that for me?
Okay, anybody calls 836-5368,000. Oh, well, get your own work, man. Come
thanks
on.
For calling. 536-8000.
He's
talk
a superstar, and he's looking for work.
Hi, you're on BCN. Who's this? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
Robin.
Robin?
Yeah, is this Bill?
There no, this go. Is this is Bill. Come on, what's your real name? Robin.
Yeah.
Come on. Okay, whatever. Yes.
Hello?
Is your husband beating you?
Huh?
No, go ahead. You're on the air, of course.
Oh, I was just wondering, how old are you?
I'm 30.
You're 30? Yeah. Oh, that's not too bad.
She's in love with you.
Great. You know where we are, over at BCN, and there are a lot of guys here, and we all want to meet you.
Thanks for coming.
You're right across the street.
Yeah.
Well, great. Why didn't you just shout?
Huh?
Well, you're wasting the phones could be, you know, we could be talking, but you could be here in the room. You know.
Well, no, I'm in Kevlar Square.
Oh, well, there's no excuse for that.
Oh, well.
Thanks for calling. 536-8000. Hi, you're on BCN. Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air with Bill Murray.
This is great.
Is this me?
It's you.
It better be. Otherwise, we're talking to...
Can I just say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's about time you picked up the phone.
Well, here we go.
I'm glad you got that off your chest.
Okay. Hey, Bill.
Yeah, what?
Want to come down to Marlboro when you're done in Boston?
What, is Marlboro a good place to go? It's a suburb?
Huh?
It's about 40, you like Marlboro?
About 40 minutes out of Boston.
40 minutes. No. No, I'm sorry. No.
Good try anyway. 536-8000. Hi, you're on BCN.
Hi, this is Addy from Framingham.
Hi, Addy.
And I like to ask Bill what it's like working with a guy who gets no respect.
Oh, Rodney Dangerfield? He's a lot of fun. If you ever go to New York, you should go to his club and see him because it's you absolutely are... He's the king of the room, and he just takes apart all these tourists with expectance accounts. He's a lot of laughs.
I saw him in Framingham like a couple months ago. He was a riot.
Yeah, he escaped from a hospital and was running around up this way, and I guess they finally tracked him out down up there.
Thanks for calling. WBC, and hi, you're on the air.
How are you cutting these guys off?
Hello, Bill?
I'm sorry, man. Yeah, yes.
Oh, hello, Bill. Am I speaking to Bill?
Yeah, this is Bill.
Bill, did you bring your sea legs to Boston with you?
No,
I wanted to know. I have a yacht in Constitution Harbor right next to Old Ironsides. We're going on a sunset booze cruise tonight. It's a small boat, about 57 feet, and I thought you might like to come.
Sounds good. What's the name of the boat?
It's called the Rouge Antoo. It's out the end of the dock.
Okay, off the end of the dock, the Rouge Antoo. Everybody out there listening to BCN is invited to this party tonight.
God, no.
I'm going to be there and make sure there's a lot of food because I really eat a lot. And we're going to have hopefully a few hundred people at the Rouge Antoo tonight at the end of the dock. Booze crew is going to go all night. Captain will not drink. He promised he won't drink, and we'll have a lot of fun.
Girl?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it would just be you and me and the captain driving. Hello?
Okay, listeners, the offer is it's not tonight. It's not tonight. Okay, I'll see you at the pier.
Anyway, talk to the dock master this evening, and he'll have a message for you.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
The dock master's name is Bob.
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 B-O-B, right?
B-O-B. Hi, you're on BCN. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello?
Hi,
hi, you're on
you
the
talking
air.
To me? Hey, you talking to me?
Oh, are we on? See, I can't talk because I have the radio on. I
well, turn the radio down.
No,
turn your radio down.
I can't hear myself.
Oh, you won't be able to hear yourself.
Right.
Well, we'll talk real loud. So, or go ahead.
Okay.
Just close your eyes and then you'll hear yourself.
Okay.
I understand your problem. Put the radio right up against one ear and the phone against the other.
Cody, will you get me
everybody on the radio is waiting for you to get your phone up to your
okay.
ear.
Okay, what I wanted to tell you, Bill, is that I'm pregnant.
I just went to the hospital here and my count is zero, so forget it. Forget
well,
it. There's no
zero,
money. Cut her off. Cut her off. Cut her off. Hang up on her.
Hi, you're on BCN.
That was close, man. Oh. You were real sharp on those others, and then I get in trouble, and where are you?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
I have a call. I call for Raul Duke.
I'll
from
accept.
Attorney Gonzo.
Yeah, yes, I'll accept.
Will you accept the charges?
Yes, I'll accept for Mr. Duke.
I want to hear White Rabbit.
White Rabbit?
Top volume.
You know, Hunter wanted to hear White Rabbit, too, and we never got in the movie. He's very upset.
Top
but we did end
volume.
Up with
I'm
Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
And I got to have it.
You got to have it?
Off now.
Okay, just remember that all you've taken is just a drug, and it's going to be over in a few hours, okay?
Yeah, I got to hear that.
Okay, all right. White Rabbit, somebody quick.
Hi, you're on BCN.
Yeah, Bill.
Yeah.
You met Hunter S. Thompson, right?
Yeah, I dated him.
What is he like?
Just a perfectly normal guy, you know. He watches Merv Griffin in the afternoon and catches John Davidson. And
good
that's
morning,
pretty
Dr.
much
Hunter S. Thompson. I'm at WBCN in Boston. I'm having a good time down here. And for reasons I can't quite explain, I want to urge you to listen to this station at all times.
Yeah, well, that sees what happens when you get smart with a doctor. See, he appears at any time. He's in touch with your world.
What was the question?
Okay, pass it
okay.
on.
Okay, 536-8000 if you'd like to say hi to Bill Murray. Hi, you're on BCN. Hello. Hi, you're on the air.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is Joe, and I was just telling you, if that girl in Marlboro, if her name is Joyce, forget her. No, I'm serious. This girl is a slob.
Okay, thank you, man. That's really appreciated. Hey, everybody out there, you hear that. Joyce,
hi,
nowhere.
You're next. You're
nowhere.
Next.
Hello?
Hello, this is Norman, and I wanted you to talk to the ditto. Ditto?
Yeah, this is
me. Hello, you're a citizen, and I wanted you to know. It is you're a guy of a speech problem, should you need to discover it is from the business, or should you go for it in any way?
Well, I think that the important thing for you is to try and practice in front of groups as often as possible.
Well, do you understand me?
Oh, I think I dig you, man. I know a lot of people that stutter. Don Avello smokes three packs of cigarettes when he does his act, and Rodney pulls at his neck, and I have a bit of a, you know, when I wake up early, I got some blockage, too. I had some surgery, but it's fine now.
Well, I swallow a little too many bitties when I was eating alpha-bit cereal, and now my stomach with this problem.
Well,
I think that this Boston accent is just too thick for me to get through. Cut this man.
Thanks for coming.
Bye.
Let's take one more call. Hi, you're on BCN. Bill Murray's our guest.
Let's take that one again. I got a good answer for him now.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
You're on. You're.
I'd like to speak to Bill Murray.
You are?
I'd like to ask him a little something about his movie Stripes, but I haven't seen it yet, so he could tell me a little bit about it.
Well, Stripes is spelled S-T-R-I-P-E-S. That's all. That's all. What do you want to know? It's about the Army. It's about people going in the Army in 1980, and it's about, hopefully this movie is going to cause people to jump out in the street and stop traffic and say, hey, things have got to change right now, this instant. That's what we're hoping for.
Okay, thank you.
That answers your question.
I'm glad you're happy with that.
Phil, let's play the next 10 years. You seem to be a Ry Cooder fan. You pulled 17 albums, out of which 12 were Ry Cooder. This one in particular, Fave?
It's one of the few I can spell, Cooter. I've been saying that word all my life. So, Cooter, Cooter is real easy. Well, I know this one.
This is WBCN in Boston. We should have, Bill doesn't want to get on mic. We should have somebody give us an idea.
That was, this is WBCN, a station I've heard about all my life.
Boston.
Try it in English.
Bruce, brother, what is the BCN Boston?
And now Bill is back.
Did we do that right? Did we do it?
Yes, that was, yeah. That was cool.
I've heard about the station all my life. Actually, I have a friend that could be here in town. He used to go to Boston College, and his name is Tom Cohan. And if anybody knows Tom Cohan, the last thing I knew is his parents threw him out of his house in Rocky River, Ohio. And I think he was sleeping on the street here. And if Tom is out there listening or knows somebody has a radio or somebody knows Tom, please have him call the station. It's an emergency because he hasn't had a drink with me in several years.
Somebody sees somebody sleeping on the street, please wake him up and ask
kick him.
Are you Cohan? Tom Cohan? Answer me! Are you Cohan? Hey, a worthless old man.
It began all those years ago. As the years passed by.
Nights free, Evelyn Wood, mini lesson at 8 p.m. at Howard Johnson's, Woburn, 17 Arlington Street, Boston. And tomorrow, Thursday, June 18th at the Holiday Inn, Framingham, Travel Lodge, Brookline, Howard Johnson's Newton Corner, and Saturday at 17 Arlington Street, Boston at 10, what's that say? A.M. 10 a.m. Evelyn Wood.
Coleman's.
WBCN presents the third annual Rock and Roll Rumble featuring 24 of Boston's hottest local bands. It all starts this Sunday, May 21st at Spit, 13 Lansdowne Street. For more information, call the listener line at 536-8000. That's the third annual Rock and Roll Rumble. It's all brought to you by the Boston Phoenix and the station that rolls with the punches, WBCN.
A stiff shaft and a smooth stroke will get you in the hole every time.
104!
WBCN.
Hey, look at the...
Now it's springtime for Boston on BCN.
WBCN Boston.
No preservatives, no chemicals. Well, almost no chemicals. WBCN, Boston.
And yet you're human. You are a man.
We are people. When you first started with Saturday Night Live, was it frightening? You didn't seem to be funny the first couple of shows. You were jumping into a new situation where everybody else was already in motion. And you were Second City?
Yeah, I started in Second City in Chicago.
And doing National Lampoon work out with records and stuff?
Right.
And then you were tapped, as it was, to be a new member of Saturday Night Live.
Right. Well, the first couple months I was on the show, I pretty much played the second cop, or the second guy in the door. Mm-hmm. the second CIA man, second Secret Service man, the guy with the turban who opens the door, and, you know, the guy with the spear. And
It was just, I didn't know anybody on the show. I mean, I knew all the actors, but I didn't know any of the writers. And until you start coming across with some serious money, you're not going to see your face on TV. Because these are professional writers, and they're union writers, and that's why they're on strike now, for more money. But it was a little different. It was all right. But I knew everyone. I'd worked with Danny and John and Gilda before. John and Gilda and I were in a show off Broadway, and with Harold Ramis, who's in Stripes, and with Joe Flaherty from Second City TV. So, and we'd worked together on The Lampoon, and we just known each other, so it was really no problem. Wasn't too scary.
How did the movie career a natural progression from becoming world famous on Saturday night?
Well, it was either that or get jobs babysitting over the summer, and I don't like babysitting. I have a lot of brothers and sisters. I've done it, so.
Do you miss the rapid pace of Saturday night? Movies are a little more, I mean, they have schedules and budgets, but they also are a little more drawn out than a weekly TV show. Which do you prefer?
Well, it was nice having a new host every week you could make fun of and torture, because they get scared before they go on. You could say, oh, man, I hear the audience is really crazy in there tonight. But I miss doing the show. The show was really a lot of fun. But, I did it for 4 years, and you got to do something else. But movies are boring, pretty boring.
What about the ones you do?
Well, yeah, if it took an hour and a half to make a movie, I think they were great, if I could make a movie in the time it takes to watch one.
Do you try to do everything on a one take? Do you hope that you're just going to do it and be perfect and not have to go over it six more times?
Well, most of the movies, like Meatballs, was a movie we made for $1.5 million, and if we did three takes, we thought we were doing Apocalypse Now, so it was like shooting a live movie, and we had to be pretty hot right from the start. But now with it's somebody else's money now, I realize, and I shouldn't worry, so we take a little more time. But we try to do it as, when I work, when it's Harold or Ivan or somebody, we just go out there and start talking, and eventually, it takes about 5 times, and like Chevy and I or somebody, we'll just improvise a scene, and about the 5th time, we'll say, okay, this one counts, and then we'll do it.
Have you gotten approached, have you and the other members of Saturday Night been approached to do a reunion or to come back on a once-in-a-while basis?
Yeah, Dick Ebersole wanted us all to come back for the first show of the new cast last year, but we just couldn't fit it into our rugged schedules. Besides, they have their own obligation to create what they have new, and it's going to be good now. Mike O'Donohue's going to be the head writer, or Reichmaster, as he calls himself, and a friend of mine, Bob Tischler, who produced the Lampoon radio albums and the Radio Hour, he's going to be the head writer, so it'll be back, and it'll be as good or better than it used to be.
We're going to speak again briefly about your new movie, Stripes. First, I'd like to play another couple of tunes that you've chosen. Which did you want to hear? You want to hear another Rye or another?
This is my favorite band, the Amazing Rhythm.
Amazing Rhythm A's. What's this song called?
This is called The Cowboy Song.
The Cowboy Song. Right, Bill Murray's our guest DJ on BCN Boston. Our guest DJ Bill, you've just played more Amazing Rhythm Aces on BCN than we've played in the past 3 years altogether.
Thanks a lot. The bases are breaking up because nobody bought their records.
You should have been on last year.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's true. Oh, by the way, we found Tom Cohan. Someone kicked him to life over in the Boston Gardens. And we know where he is. We know where we can find him. And I'm now going to get the money he owes me. Thank you for calling.
Bill's been our guest DJ today. Bill, thank you for being here. We do appreciate it. We had a lot of fun.
You know, if I could get serious for a second.
Sure.
To talk to the people out there. I do a lot of kidding about the way my man Shelton looks. He's one of the handsomest men in the whole Boston area. And believe me, I've seen a lot of men in this area. I've followed the Red Sox for many years, and do you remember when Yastrzemski's kid was a baby? Remember what that baby looked like? This is what Ken looks like. He's that beautiful. And he can hit with power, he can throw, and he can run. And he can field, and he can hit. And that's the kind of man we're talking about today, Ken. He's too shy. He's too shy. He's too embarrassed. You can't let me embarrass this guy a little more and say that he is a handsome fella, and that anybody who has money to give him to promote the American look, the American way of life overseas, should give it to him and a ticket anywhere in the world and get him out of this town, because he's wasted in the studio here in this dark room. He just took off his veil and he's beautiful.
Thank you, Bill.
Forget it.
Brand yourself.
Thank you. How do you keep your skin so fresh?
Stripes is opening up June 26th at the SAC Paris, right, where theaters where all the movies are dubbed in French, Bill. It's going to go over real big here in your town.
Oh, that's all right. We're protecting Western Europe in this film, and they've got to be pleased about that.
It's going to look real funny, and we'll catch you in the movies. Thank you, Bill Murray.
Okay.
Come back to anytime you're in town. Feel free to stumble
in. I got to play Kung Fu Christmas. My brother will kill me.
Next time you come visit.
Okay, next time we'll play Kung Fu Christmas.
Kung Fu.
But I wish everybody to have a Kung Fu Christmas.
Celebrating 41 years and saying goodbye to WBCN, the Rock of Boston.
All right, it's WBCM Bradley J. That was Bill Murray, our guest DJ for this hour. And, you know, as you can tell, it was a pretty loosey-goosey time. Bill Murray, a very, very funny guy. It was when Stripes was coming out. Bill was at his peak. And I think it was back when 1984 was the future. Coming up, a good friend of mine, the first guy I made contact with when I came to the music world in Boston. The dude has stories, and he's got good taste. Perhaps one of my favorite musical deciders in the town, or maybe one of the top 10. His name is Albert O, and he'll be our guest starting 11 at WBCN. As you listen to the four-day farewell, 104.1 WBCN, a four-day retrospective and party, actually, celebrating over 41 years as the Rock of Boston.
Brady takes the shotgun.
Tom Brady is
fires
back.
Down the middle. Touchdown!
We've got a brand new sports radio station where you can hear every single play. Boston's new home for sports is 98.5 The Sports Hub. And it debuts on Thursday, the day Tom Brady makes his return to the Pats. Pre-game at 4.
This is Gil Santos. Join me and Gino Cappelletti at 7:30 for the kickoff.
On the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network. New radio station. Same great cover. Gil Santos, Gino Cappelletti, Gary Tang, Wandy, Gresham, Scott Zilla. The new home of the Patriots is the new 98.5 The Sports Hub.
At Uno Chicago Grill, Uno insiders can win tickets to the hottest concerts at the Comcast Center and Bank of America Pavilion. Not an insider? Stop by Uno to join. And while you're there, check out new summer menu items like lobster sliders and lobster rolls. Uno insiders could win two tickets to both the Creed and Chickenfoot shows. Creed, playing at the Comcast Center August 18th. And Chickenfoot, playing the Bank of America Pavilion August 24th. Or you could win tickets to both the Moody Blues and the Allman Brothers Widespread Panic shows. The Moody Blues, playing the Bank of America Pavilion August 25th. And the Allman Brothers, with Widespread Panic, playing the Comcast Center August 29th. Celebrate summer with great food and great entertainment at Uno. Uno, way deeper than pizza. For a full schedule of concert events, go to livenation.com.
It's WBCN's Last Blast. This Wednesday, August 12th from 5 to 9 p.m. The rooftop pool at the Colonnade Hotel in Boston. Join Toucher and Rich for the Landshark Lager Pool Party. This invite-only party features live steel pan music performed by Island Breeze. Enjoy a nice cold Landshark Lager and don't miss your chance to hang out with Toucher and Rich. Get your invite at WBCN.com and use your BCN bucks. Or hit the events page at WBCN.com and find Landshark Lager and the BCN Street Team giving away tickets at area bars all weekend. The Landshark Lager Pool Party with Toucher and Rich. Wednesday from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Colonnade Hotel rooftop pool. No purchase necessary. Winners must be 21 or older to attend.
Faster than the speed of sound. Stronger than an iron fist. More powerful than TNT. The real WBCN Boston.
WBCN in Boston, Bradley J. celebrating, you know, the 41 years of WBCN. And, you know, when I first heard we were going to do this, the initial reaction of a DJ is, I'm going to play the weirdest songs that I can think of, the most esoteric things to prove to everyone what a great DJ I am. Happily, I've caught myself and realized that, you know, I got to play songs that make you go, oh, yeah, I remember that one. And I want to tell you up front, I'm going to play a song that no one here has dared to play in probably 15 years. I will play that. But before we do that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce a guy that I've known for a long time. He was the first music person that I met when I arrived in Boston. I was on Boylston Street, went into a T-shirt shop called Tickle T-Shirts, and there was this dude who said, yeah, I do a college radio show. And I said, yeah, I do too. I do one up at University of New Hampshire. And he said, I do one over at WMBR, over the MIT station. His name is Albert O. And Albert O, I don't know which microphone you're on, so I'm going to turn them all up and then turn them down.
All right.
Oh, there we go.
Hey, by the way, I just want to point out B-52's opening for the Talking Heads, legendary WBCN live broadcast from the Berkeley Performance Center, 1979, 1980, introduced by Eddie. I still have it on a cassette somewhere.
Well, it's funny you should bring that up, talking to stories. My first band introduction ever was Talking Heads. They were with B-52s at the Hampton Beach Casino, and I was doing college radio. Oh,
did they still have the candles on the tables?
I don't remember.
And no dancing.
And anyway, I called up the promoter and said, hi, I'm a college radio DJ. Can I please introduce Talking Heads? And he's like, forget it, kid, forget it. But I went there with a couple of the DJs from WUNH up there.
Right.
And we were high, I guess is the word, and, you know, brave. And one of the guys said, let's do it anyway. So we went and we knocked, actually just timidly went up to knocked on David Byrne's dressing door.
Right.
And we said, we're from the college radio station. Can we introduce the band? And he goes, yeah. Just keep it short. I did a terrible job, but that was it.
I was lucky enough to meet David Byrne and actually go out to lunch with him once. And he was always bemused. You know what I'm saying? Kind of just off
life.
His own
well, his, everything he does is has an air of bemusement. His movies, everything else.
He also had a really, really big head.
I'm going to have to trust you on that. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Albert O. I've worked with him forever.
By the way, I got to point out, you made a mistake.
Uh-oh. I make lots of mistakes.
No, the first day that you worked at BCN was not 1981. It was 82.
No.
Yeah. Because I was there in 82 and you came 6 months later. In December 18th.
Let's go out in the parking lot and fight like Charles Lacordaire and Jerry Goodwin. That's a rumor that we'll have to... Remember that?
Oh, it's not a rumor.
I asked Jerry. Jerry Goodwin's another longtime DJ. He's going to be with us. And there's been this rumor forever that his demise was the result of a fist fight in the parking lot with Charles Lacordaire. Now, either Lacordaire or Goodwin are going to have to confirm or deny that story.
No, it's because Charles would come in. Jerry Goodwin had the place dark, 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 and darker.
And Duke of Madness. Duke of Madness.
Duke of Madness.
Duke of Madness. Duke of Madness. Duke of Madness. He would say Duke of Madness for like 3 minutes at the beginning of the show.
He had a 20-minute intro.
Duke of Madness. Duke of Madness. Duke of Madness.
Charles would turn the lights on.
Duke of Madness.
Very brightly.
Duke of Madness. I know. I always hated that myself.
Right. Hey, is this okay?
Duke of Madness.
Hey, is this okay?
Duke of Madness.
No, I'm pretty sure it was 1982, my man.
So, Alberto,
and December 18th,
I had the paycheck.
December 18th is your birthday.
Yeah, December 18th. It was a snowy night.
Yeah.
I came down, and Chachi was, I don't know if the statute of limitations is up on what Chachi was doing, so I won't say, but I remember I came in, and it was all vinyl, and I was so scared that my hands were sweaty, and back then we would slip cue the records, meaning exactly. Start the machine, cue it up, and hold it,
right.
And then when it was time,
right.
You'd say, WBCN, and then you'd let it go, and it would play, but my hands were too sweaty from right. Being too scared, and it was slipping through my hands.
Yeah, the first night I did my first thing, it was in July of 82, and you came six months later.
Your first thing or your first show?
My first show.
Okay.
And
because I didn't see your first thing.
You know, the first thing I did was push the wrong button.
Yeah.
To do the ID, and took Barrettini's in the next room, everybody's in the next room, and I'm like, whatever.
Not good.
And it's just like, WBCN, and bang.
All right. So tell me now, you're involved with the new HD stations. By the way, I'm going to take, as you talk about it, why don't we give away one of the HD radios?
Right. I mean, what we're talking about here is we're talking about BCN. A lot of folks are talking about BCN going away. It's not going away. It's just going sideways, kind of.
Sideways.
Yes. It's a new technology, right? It's like going from vinyl to CDs, from CDs to your iPods. This is just regular FM radio going to HD. You'll have what you're listening to now, HD2, on 98.5, correct? And Freeform 104 at 100.7 on HD.
A lot of numbers there to remember.
And we are shooting for 6,000 songs, my friends.
So describe what it'll sound like.
Everything from the 50s to now.
Really?
Everything. Reggae, R&B.
And you're involved with deciding what gets played. That's cool.
Yeah.
I am jellulose.
Yes. Well.
You know... you're going to give away two of these radios, okay? First, we're going to give away one right now. And then you're going to do a set that is sort of based on what HD, one of the HD channels sounds like, and we'll give another one away then.
Yeah, later right? on. Okay.
All right, let me explain about the radios. Rock of Boston, WBC, moving to 98.5 HD2. And all the music will live in HD. Plus, Freeform BCN, which Albert was mentioning, the music and attitude of the early days of BCN can now be heard on 100.7 HD3. Now, does that attitude include the big silent spaces that were okay? Because you could go like, well, you know.
No, but.
And have a 10-second pause. No one cared.
But we have Charles involved. We have Stephen Kleen involved.
You mean it's going forward even though Charles is involved?
That's yes, good. Yes.
Because, you know, if Charles is involved, it's going to take twice as long to get up.
Danny Schechter's involved.
The News Dissector.
Exactly.
All right.
And the other thing, we could go live, DJs. First in town, first anywhere.
That's cool.
It is cool.
All right, listen. Let's do this HD radio thing.
Okay.
Why don't we give away one now while Albert plays his first track here. What have you chosen for us, Albert?
I've chosen something I think is the essence of WBCN.
Oh.
It's the Cars demo tape that BCN used to play to death back in 76, 77, 78.
Which button is it?
I don't know. You're pushing the buttons.
So if this was like back in the day, there'd be like 10 seconds of messing around and then...
WBCN?
WBCN, you are listening to the four-day retrospective, a four-day farewell to 104.1 WBCN, a four-day celebration of over 41 years of real rock. The Rock of Boston, WBCN, one of the all-time greats, is with me, Albert O. Tell me about those tracks there. Wait a minute, Albert O. Why isn't this working?
I had to play Nick Lowe because it was the first interview I did. Filling in for either the midday or afternoon slot. It had to be 1982. It was a hot day outside. He comes in, long, heavy overcoat. I think it was with Dave Edmonds or Paul Carrick, one of those guys. He was a hero of mine, and I'll just never, ever.
Were you nervous? I mean, it's all about the nerves.
Of course I was nervous.
Scared to death.
Scared to death.
I did a lot of interviews.
What did you used to say? White hot fear.
White hot fear. Yeah, you know how I battled white hot fear? I interviewed a lot of folks, people that scared me, David Bowie. I had an interview kit, and it included two 16, and I'm not kidding, Melissa will attest to this, two 16-ounce Budweisers was like medicine for the interviewer.
And
it worked!
And a change of underwear?
Everyone was like, how can you be so relaxed?
Melissa Tepper, she comes in a can, I don't know. Is she calling it?
I don't know.
Before that, I had to play Roxy Music, who just always reminds me of BCN. When I was first moved here in 74 to New England, they were just all over that record. And again, a hero of mine, and Andrew Gavatsis, who used to work at Reprise.
Yeah, he used to give me cigars.
He took us out to lunch at Loch Oberon.
Ooh. With Brian Ferry.
With Brian Ferry.
Sick.
And the beauty of Brian Ferry was he was just as interested in us as we were in him. You know, it wasn't just one of these one-sided guys.
At least he made it seem that way, and that's the genius of the real classic guys. Speaking of going out
to
lunch.
Break my bubble.
If I don't mention this now, forget about it.
What?
I think you were there.
What?
Remember Nocturnal Emissions?
Sure.
Oedipus Music Show. I filled in, you filled in. We all did it. And there was a Nocturnal Emission party with...
Right.
We went to eat sushi with...
John Lydon?
Johnny Rotten, yeah.
Oh, Johnny Lydon, yeah. He bagged out really early because he said we were boring.
Well, he was a scary guy. I went to shake his hand. He extended his hand, then withdrew it quickly and said, I can't shake that. I don't know where it's been.
Didn't he end up doing an interview that night with Bob Mould of Husker Du?
I don't know, man.
Same time. Yeah, in the same room. Anyway, I also want to get to the Cars.
Yeah.
Again, geek listener. They used to play this demo tape all the time. It played it in the middle of the day, in the morning, 24/7 a week when it was just a demo tape, as they used to do. And everybody got behind it. And I used to call up in like little squeaky different voices all the time. I says, can I hear the new Cars song, the Cars demo tape?
I could talk forever, Alberto, but I know.
You got to pay the bills.
Yeah. And by the way, this is really a lot harder than I expected it would be because there's so much going on, like CDs getting stuck in the machines. And so what I'm saying is now I remember why we had producers.
Right.
And right now, Sean Six, if you're out there, get in here.
But you know, 21 years in 2 hours, that's what we got to do.
Sean Six, I need help. I need organizational help now!
A new Boston sports radio station is being built. The first Boston FM sports station. It'll be the new home of the Patriots, Bruins, Dutcher and Rich. Thursday, it's the debut of 98.5 The Sports Hub. Boston's new home for sports.
Hey, look at the time. A great time to shop at Shaw's and save money on... This is WBCN Boston.
If you're listening to any other radio station,
you're stupid.
Radio you can touch.
Go ahead. Touch it. Touch it. You want to touch it.
WBCN. See, testing 1, 2. It's WBCN Bradley J. You're listening to a four-day farewell.
Bradley?
I want to tell them to expect many mistakes. That is the hallmark of my career here at WBCN, is board operation mistakes.
I thought you were pretty tight.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, Alberto, brimful of Asher. It took me, as a matter of fact, I'm still not clear what a brimful is. And Asher, I understand, is a movie star in India?
Yes, Bollywood.
Bollywood.
But, you know, do you still have DJ nightmares?
Oh, dude. I'm glad you brought that up.
Because
what is your DJ nightmare?
This guy. The guy from this band.
Yeah.
Don't you remember interviewing him backstage?
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you just joined us, I'm Bradley J. This is Alberto. Alberto was a kingpin, a key part of WBCN for many, many years. And
21 years.
Exquisite musical taste and a good guy.
Albert
many
overnight,
a beer have we consumed together.
Local music director, host of Nocturnal Emissions,
blah,
blah,
on
the
blah,
Rumble,
blah,
blah, blah, blah. But anyway, this is the guy I have a nightmare about. And it was you and me trying to pull I don't know what out of the guy.
What the heck are you talking about?
When we
we
interviewed him backstage.
You mean verbally?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were talking
he
about
was so,
a trip to the emergency room.
So high.
High?
He couldn't function.
Higher than Chris Robinson?
You don't even remember, do you?
No, of course not. Are you kidding?
I'm sorry, I brought
the highest person I ever met was Chris Robinson, Black Crowes. His eyes were like LED flashlights. Anyway, Brimful of Asher, you chose song.
Okay, because of that.
I want to tell my DJ nightmare, though. This is my DJ nightmare, and I still have it.
Well, you still can't find the records, right?
Well,
and
yeah, it's like this. You know how sometimes in nightmares, you're trying to get away from a bad guy, and you're in slow motion. It's like, and you're trying to run away from a guy with a handgun or something, and you hear, and you start to fade. Well, the DJ nightmare is sort of that. It's like, as soon as you put a record on, it's
right.
over.
Right.
And you're like, I gotta get another recorder. And I'm screaming, help to people in the out, you know, in the offices. Help me. Help me. Help me get records. And so that's my DJ nightmare, which is kind of happening right now for real because of all this, you know.
Well, it's because you're used to being pampered by the computer.
I'm used to being pampered by producers, so-called producers.
Anyway.
Sean Six, producer, I need
Iggy.
You now.
Iggy was before that. And I do that because he did a show at the channel that WBCN put out an official bootleg album.
Was he wearing gold lamé pants?
Maybe. It was a collector's item. He also did the Rumble Final one year. And I have pictures to prove that he is, let's just say...
come on now. Don't work blue.
Well hung.
I know how you are.
And Queens of the Stone Age, I played that before that because that was one of the best times I ever had at BCN. I think 2001, 2002... they came in for Nocturnal Emissions and did all their own music for 2 solid hours.
You have just reminded me of one of the great moments that I had forgotten about, and I bet you have forgotten about, and it involves Iggy Pop. We were having lunch with Iggy Pop at the Hard Rock Cafe downstairs. You had to have been there because it was probably a Nocturnal Emissions event. And Iggy Pop was there. You know, Iggy, he's got the body of a 21-year-old swimmer and the head of a 90-year-old man.
Right.
And he was wearing glasses that night, and there was some creepy kid who was kind of hanging around the edges, and he wasn't enough of a nuisance for us to kick him out, but he was kind of creepy.
Yeah.
So we're having our dinner, and then finally he comes up and he says to Iggy Pop, "Hey Iggy, what's with the glasses? They're really not working for you." And Iggy snapped. Iggy was like, screaming at the guy for a minute. He just couldn't take it.
I missed that one.
Oh. Anyway, what are we doing next?
What we're going to do next after the spots is do a Freeform 104 set and give away an HD radio.
Well, why don't we give away the radio now?
Huh? Okay.
Can we do that?
Sure.
All right. Talk about the HD radio. What, you know, once again, for folks who just joined us, what's going on
HD-wise?
Well,
it's two separate bands. If you get an HD radio, you get not just one station. You get three stations. You get HD1, which is the regular station that you're used to listening to.
Yeah.
And you get two other stations.
So it's totally worth it.
It's totally worth it.
Especially if you get the radio for free.
And they're very reasonable. And you can get a portable down at Best Buy. For
they're reasonable how? Size-wise? Price-wise?
Well, price-wise.
Okay, good. Yeah. How much are they if you got to buy one?
You can get a portable for $45, $50.
Not bad. And then you can listen to the radio equivalent of seeing the Patriots in HD.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, why don't you call me, be caller 14 here at the WBCN contest line, which I believe is still 617-931-1041, at least for a couple days. More, you know, we're going to do a sample, right? A little set of what HD sounds like after this, right?
Right.
Okay.
Brady takes the shotgun.
Tom Brady is
back. Fires down the middle. Touchdown!
We've got a brand new sports radio station where you can hear every single play. Boston's new home for sports is 98.5 The Sports Hub. And it debuts on Thursday, the day Tom Brady makes his return to the Pats. Pre-game at 4.
This is Gil Santos. Join me and Gino Capelletti at 7:30 for the kickoff.
On the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network. New radio station. Same great cover. Gil Santos, Gino Capelletti, Gary Tang, Wandy, Gresham, Scott Zilla. The new home of the Patriots, the new 98.5 The Sports Hub.
A stiff shaft and a smooth stroke will get you in the hole every time.
104!
WBCN Boston.
The Rock. The Rock. 104 WBCN Boston.
Don't touch that dial. You don't know where it's been.
WBCN, you're listening to the four-day farewell to 104.1 WBCN. Four-day retrospective over 41 years as the Rock of Boston. So let me pot that down, as they say. So it's Bradley J with Albert O, a longtime jock and tremendous jock. And he has just played for us a set, which is, I guess, it mirrors what you will hear on one of the HD channels. Is that correct, sir?
Freeform HD3 at 100.7. It was up and running yesterday for about an hour. I'm not even sure if it's up again. But it will be imminently.
Like
and I have to point out that everything is in order for us to stream in the very near future, which is the future of radio. This is just a sampling, the essence of what we're all about. Bo Diddley from the 50s, the Velvets from the 60s, Neil Young, 80s. I'm sorry, Dwight Twilley from the 70s, a quintessential BCN song. I remember their live broadcast from Paul's Mall.
Paul's Mall, best
maybe
place
1976.
It ever was. Yeah,
yeah. I knew a woman who went there. And
Paul's Mall was right where reconstruct that furniture place is on right across from the Lenox Hotel.
Oh yeah.
And it used to be a very small club where you could see B.B. King,
right.
And you'd be so close you could touch him if you wanted.
The Jazz Workshop. I saw Miles Davis there. But anyway, I had a friend who went, and she loved the guy, and she flashed him all night long, right in the front row.
I went and see B.B. King, and somebody put something in my drink, and I was unable to move. I was literally unable to move, and I couldn't order a drink. The lady came over and said, would you like anything to drink? I'm like,
Anyway, that is the essence of Freeform 104 and HD3, 100.7, okay? Bo Diddley, Velvets, Dwight Twilley, Neil Young, and a new band that I think is
fantastic.
Albert,
I like this working with you. I want to find some way we can do this forever.
Maybe. Gaslight Anthem. Anyway, it all ties into a fellow who used to work...
Wait. Bo Diddley. You played Bo Diddley. I want to point out, Bo Diddley is still angry because about half the rockers throughout history have ripped off the Bo Diddley beat. The one that goes, a-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, and he's still angry. And the number one ripoff guy was Iggy Pop.
And you know who he opened up for back in 1980?
The Clash?
The Clash.
Okay, now, why don't you introduce...
It all ties into a fellow who's helping us out with Freeform 104 and HD3, 100.7, Stephen Kleen.
Okay, Stephen, talk and see if it works.
Okay.
Oh, yay!
Legendary Stephen Kleen.
Do you want me to be early, middle, late, never?
Well, I have to say, I first heard you when I was a youngin going out to California. You were on KMET, I believe, making fun of Elton John, of all people. Poor Elton.
I was just way ahead of the curve on that one, wasn't I?
had you not been at BCN before that, and did you come back?
Actually, the answer to all of those questions is yes. I was on KMET. But that was after I had returned from my first experience on BCN.
Right.
Before that, we had been the station in the church, in the basement of Pasadena Presbyterian Church, in, of course, lovely Pasadena. And that was where you had people like Tom Donahue and B. Mitchell Reed, and ultimately people like Mississippi and Tommy Hedges, and just, you know, a ton of names that would be familiar to you. But at the time, we were basically just had pretty much borrowed this church station for a couple hours a night every night and played music that was people were unable to hear anywhere else, because everywhere else was top or boss 30. And that's exactly what it meant. It meant 30 songs and then the same 30 songs over and over again. So, you know, there was, in terms of a psychological standpoint, people were, it was a perfect time thing for radio to actually say, my God, nothing's being done on FM. And so consequently, as the explosion that you heard back then will probably remind you, all of a sudden you were able to hear Cream and long Jimi Hendrix songs and the long version of Bluebird by the Buffalo Springfield. Right. You could hear guys talking like John Cage, making ridiculous electronic music, and the occasional Deutsche Grammophon, Gesellschaft, Bach stuff. So there was literally no rules, and it was the FM young hippie answer to the all rules all the time of AM radio. So the time was perfect. It sparked a nationwide explosion at big cities and little cities, and pretty soon every station, every city, had a station that they knew was not only their favorite station, but was the greatest damn station in the United States of America.
So was WBCN one of the very first that was the model for these other cities' stations?
Actually, WBCN was, I'm not sure what the exact pecking order was, but I would have to say that BCN was certainly in the top five of people to make that leap. And I made the leap because we actually went out on a strike in Pasadena. We were striking for, as I recall, creative freedom. So we were striking on strike in front of the Pasadena Presbyterian Church. A bunch of hippies with hair 18 feet long, with carrying signs saying "Free Creative Now," and you know, it's just like you put that in a Dennis Hopper movie at that time, and it would make perfect sense. Under any other context, though, it would simply be madness. But under the context of the late 60s, it was reality, and it was a reality that that our parents didn't want to touch.
Steve,
when they did. Yeah.
Sorry, question. Why did you get into radio? Was it the music or was it the girls? Because you, obviously, you know, if you're a rock star or a DJ, you get way more girls than you should.
Well, I believe that is true. I'm going to agree with you.
And you probably hotter girls than you should have for longer.
I'm not going to describe the girls. In you know, some of their children and grandchildren are listening right now, and I don't think they'd want to hear their grandma described.
I think the kids would want to hear it.
As a skank? I don't think that would be. But I do want to finish the one question that you interrupted.
That's what I do best.
And wrecked my train of thought. Okay. This is just a throwback to the late 60s when disc jockeys were paid to lose their train of thought. So at this particular point, kind of remind me where we were pointed. I know we. Oh, that's right. The great radio strike of 1968.
Oh yeah.
Tom Donahue, 450-pound, massive voice of America, the smartest, most unbelievably gifted manipulator of all time. Had they been born in reverse, Tom Donahue's name would have been Machiavelli. So that would have worked that way. But so there we are. All these hippies on strike in front of this Pasadena church, and nobody really understood what was going on, but we had a ball. So Donahue called me and he said, "Stevie?" And I said, yes, Tom. He said, "I want you to go to Boston. There's a station, BCN, and I think it'd be perfect for you." So this is where the configuration of Stephen from L.A. and Sam and Joe and Wolf and these guys from Boston. And they all thought I knew a whole lot. When I got into Boston, they were sure that they had this, the radio professional that was going to bring the station home. I had been on the air for a total of 30 days. And most of those days, I had been Tom Donahue's recording engineer. On the days that he couldn't make it back down from San Francisco, where he was doing the show on KNPX. On days that he couldn't come down there, he would simply send his show and asked me to just execute it. And so that unknowingly, to Ray Reepin and to my buddies at the original BCN, I had absolutely no more experience than they did. However, I did have something that they didn't have. I had the unreleased version of the Rolling Stones' Get Your Ya-Ya's Out and the unreleased version of the Beatles' Abbey Road. So I wasn't about to blow that by saying, you know, oh, here's something you might like. You know, so what we did was we basically bonded over a period of having music just so far in advance and having an East Coast, West Coast centricity about it that we could actually pretty much cover the country in terms of music that was being played, music that was good. I would call my friends at Los Angeles and they'd say, who should I be looking out for? And we would do the same thing in Boston. And so they were, Los Angeles was very, very well aware of the Jay Giles Band long before they had been recorded, because we'd be sending them tapes from the clubs and they would hear them. That was also the time when, released promotion material made for Great Wars. I remember once I was on KPPC in Pasadena. At the same time, B. Mitchell Reed, one of the classic disc jockeys from New York and L.A., was interviewing Neil Young when Neil Young's the Big Breakthrough album came out. And so he was interviewing Neil and then playing songs. And what he was doing was, while he was talking, I was playing the Neil Young songs that he had just played on KMET. And I would back announce and basically say, you guys can go and turn and listen to B. Mitchell Reed and Neil Young. Listen for 10 minutes, see if any one of them says one thing that makes sense. Or you can stay with us and hear the brand new album by John Lennon. So we had Imagine, and they had Neil, and it was wonderful.
Let me ask you one more question, Stephen.
Absolutely.
Alberto told me the first time he met you that you were, I believe the phrase was, passed out on the console. How does something like that happen?
Say it again.
When Albert said the first time he met you, he walked into the studio, you were passed out on the console. Is that true? And how does something like that happen?
Probably. I don't remember that. I do remember a great pass out story.
It's all right, then. We'll finish up with that.
Right. Didn't you end up at COZ for a while?
Yeah, I was at COZ. I played ZLX for about 15 minutes.
Yeah. Right. I remember...
Yeah, that was not a particularly comfortable situation, but there's no need to go through it. I will tell you a great crazy Al Perry story though.
What about the pass out story?
That this is it.
Okay. Who's Al Perry? I mean, I know, but you have to tell everybody.
Okay, Al Perry was the original radio time salesman for. He was the guy going out and trying to get businesses to advertise on the station. Also because he desperately wanted to be on the radio, that they gave him a Saturday night jazz show. So he could come in on Saturday night and play pretty much whatever he wanted. And he went out and he sold tons of ads on this little tiny revolutionary station. And, you have to remember, every single human being that was on that station was a completely different personality. So when you take these 25 or 30 people, each with these amazing personalities, you couldn't have anything but truly amazing things happen all the time. So just as I was caught passing out by Albert in a situation that I can
neither confirm nor deny.
I certainly can't confirm. I can't deny it though as well. So anyway, one day Sam and I, we were Sam Copper and I. We're driving back from one of the jazz clubs that was huge at that time. I can't remember quite what it is, because you have to remember I was passed out while we were doing that. So anyway, we're riding back into the city, and we turn on BCN, and it's Crazy Al's station, and we figure, we'll hear some good jazz. And what we got was the sound of thumping that hideous, horrible sound of thumping that disc jockeys know when an album is over.
The end of the record.
Thump, thump.
The
thump,
end
thump,
of the record.
Thump. And it's it like lasted, a heartbeat.
It lasted all the way from the time that we left the turnpike to get to the radio station. And obviously we were, you know, it was a concern. but when we got up there, there was Al Perry with his hands in his holding his head up, sort of tilted off to one side, and Sam and I both shook him and woke him up and said, "Al, back and out." Yeah, oh, this is the crazy Al Perry show, and it was like nothing had ever happened.
So, how long was the gap?
I guess it was at least a half hour.
I love that stuff. Stephen, awesome. Thank you very much.
Oh, can
thank
I reiterate so that Stephen's contributing to Freeform 104 and HD3? Are you not?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I will do whatever I'm asked and some things that I'm not asked to do, I promise.
All right. Thanks for your time, brother.
Good luck, guys. Thanks for having me.
A new Boston sports radio station is being built. The first Boston FM sports station. It'll be the new home of the Patriots, Bruins, Dutcher and Rich. Thursday, it's the debut of 98.5 The Sports Hub. Boston's new home for sports.
Looking back at 41 years of WBCN, the Rock of Boston.
We're still looking for Mishigas contestants. If you've ever had crab lice, there's nothing wrong with that. Somebody, you could have got them on, you know, a toilet seat or, you know, whatever likely story you want to make up.
We're saying goodbye to a legend, the Rock of Boston, WBCN.
WBCN, you're listening to the four-day farewell to 104.1 WBCN, a four-day retrospective
right.
of over 41 years, Albert. 41 right. years of music as the Rock of Boston. I'm Bradley J. My special guest is Albert O., who was here for the longest time, a crucial part of what WBCN was and is, and he chose that set as special guest. And tell me about that.
You know,
that
I was going to play a whole set of local music. I was going to play the Titanics. I was going to play Tribe. I was going to play Big Dipper.
Oh, yeah, Tribe.
Sheila Devine. But I ended up, because we just don't have time, to do Think Tree, who I thought were just innovative beyond their years. That goes back to like 88 or 89, and one of the best bands I ever saw at the Rumble, which I put on for 10 or 15 years or so.
Yeah.
I remember they lost their electricity and had to continue playing, and they continued playing without a beat. It was fantastic. Think Tree. Now, one of my other great Rumble memories, there was a guy named Gino Vannelli.
Gino Vannelli, yeah.
Remember him?
Yeah.
Yeah, that the housewives loved, and he had the big hair and all that stuff. And he came out and he played as we were doing sound checks for the Rumble. And one of the bands, I forget which band it was, they forgive me, hopefully, went and stole his pants and came out on stage to do their set later on that night at the Rumble at the Paradise with his pants on. Yes, sounds about slack, baby. Hey.
And how about
they,
you?
They got a lot of bonus points for that.
How about you, Alberto? That's embarrassing. How about you as far as embarrassing moments go? Something you did wrong at WBCN.
Well,
I think the king of embarrassing moments, probably Charles, but you know, maybe you can.
It was embarrassing. It wasn't anything I did wrong. I was with the bosses, as with Tony and Eddie, and we went to see AC/DC.
Tony Berardini and Oedipus.
Yes.
Yes.
At the Centrum in a limo.
You went to see who?
AC/DC.
AC/DC, yes.
Of course. And then we're saying, well, we might be a little late for your 2 o'clock shift. And I said, okay, I'm with the bosses. It's all right.
Right.
They brought an intern along whose name escapes me. She
probably just as well
puked all over the back of the car, and I had to do my whole shift in clothes that was covered with, you know.
That's not embarrassing. That's nasty. I have an embarrassing moment. I have a bunch. And I think maybe my most embarrassing moment, one thing that was fun about WBCN was we went up to the drag races a lot of promotions to the drag races.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we had BCN Day up there.
Nitro Burning Funny Cars
Sunday! And I used to have the 67 Mustang with a 289 and a high-stepping cam. And
it was red, was it?
Four-speed, yeah. It was wicked. It was all rusted out so bad that it had torque steer. If you get on the gas pedal, it would go into the next lane. But it really went fast, and so what they were going to do was, I was going to race Wicked Yellow, the WBCN van. And my car was really fast, and the van was really slow.
Right.
Of course, they give it, you know, I was going all out. I put the special rocket fuel in, 104 octane or whatever it is. Smelled like jet fuel. I was going to beat that van.
Blink, blink,
yeah.
Blink,
orange,
blink.
Orange, orange, green. Well, they give the van a head start because it's handicapped,
right.
You know.
Right.
So the van goes... I'm like, I'm there. Oh, I'm going to beat this. I'm ready to go. And then mine goes, orange, 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 green. And then I missed second gear shift. I'm not trying to do this manly thing and defeat this van. Missed second gear. And the van beat me.
And there were hundreds of thousands of people.
In front of my peers and many thousands.
I have a question for you. Who was the coolest person you ever met at BCN?
Come on. You mean that worked here or?
No.
You know the answer.
That just
to
happened
that.
To wander through the halls.
Well.
Above and beyond David Bowie. Come on.
Above and beyond David Bowie. Yeah. Yep. Okay.
I have mine.
Well, you know, I met Secretary of Defense Robert M. Gates and interviewed him. I have to put that up there.
For me? Timothy Leary.
Timothy Leary.
Yeah.
I got to talk to him, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was
Billy Crystal.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Onward.
Eric Idle.
No kidding.
Brian Wilson.
Brian. You have a story about Brian Wilson.
Well, it was just after he came out of psychotherapy, and we had a meet and greet, and then he came down to the studio and did an interview with Ken Shelton, and Billy West was there. Billy West was his idol, and he had all these hangers-on, you know, who were just helping him out because he could barely walk, you know, down the hall by himself, and he went into the bathroom. And he never came out.
Not never came out, but he didn't come out.
Well, I mean, you know, these guys are
he's
like
still in there,
twiddling their thumbs.
His
like
bones.
Nobody had the balls to go in there and get the guy. And, you know, finally half an
they're
hour
all,
later.
He's yeah. still in there. He's still in there. What do we do?
What do we do? What do we do? It's just like a bunch of FBI agents or something.
Man, you know, you're supposed to leave at 1 o'clock, but it's really awesome talking to you. Is there any way you can stay at all a little longer?
We'll see. Okay.
Looking back at 41 years of WBCN, the Rock of Boston.
We're still looking for Michigan's contestants. If you've ever had crab lice, there's nothing wrong with that. Somebody, you could have got them on, you know, a toilet seat or, you know, whatever likely story you want to make up.
We're saying goodbye to a legend, the Rock of Boston, WBCN.
Brady takes the shotgun.
Tom Brady is
fires
back.
Down the middle. Touchdown!
We've got a brand new sports radio station where you can hear every single play. Boston's new home for sports is 98.5 The Sports Hub. And it debuts on Thursday, the day Tom Brady makes his return to the Pats. Pre-game at 4.
This is Gil Santos. Join me and Gino Capoletti at 7:30 for the kickoff.
On the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network. New radio station. Same great cover. Gil Santos, Gino Capoletti, Gary Tang, Wandy, Gresham, Scott Zilla. The new home of the Patriots is the new 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You're listening to wonderful, bigger than a bread box radio, WBCN in Boston.
Scooby dooby dooby doop, bow bow bow, liba ooh ooh, chicka boom.
WBCN. You are listening to the four-day farewell to 104.1 WBCN. It's a four-day retrospective of good times, basically.
That song.
41 years as the Rock of Boston. And it's Bradley J with Albert O.
That
remember
song,
Albert?
The essence of where all current rock comes from.
Explain.
And can be heard on the new HD3 Freeform 104 channel, which is up. Thank you, Mike. HD3 is on. And it's at...
how do you find it?
HD3. 100.7 HD3. You have to have an HD receiver, and we'll be streaming very soon.
We'll give one of those away now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
we got a bunch of them. So let's do that. Call me now at WBCN's contest line, 617-931-1041, and we'll give you one of those aforementioned HD radio. HD radio, what is it? Explain it. I think people are fuzzy on it.
It's just a different technology. The guy coming in tomorrow from 4 to 7 o'clock, Sam Copper.
Sam Copper.
Who was the very first program director at this very radio station
right.
way back when. He's worked here off and on since then.
Yes.
Starfleet Studios, et cetera, et cetera. He is the mastermind behind Freeform 104, and he can explain it way better than I can.
He's one of those guys who is both both creative and as engineering savvy, which is a rare breed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sam Copper. He was the first program director, and is he in charge of HD?
Yes.
Well,
he started Freeform 104.
So you certainly have the credentials to have a really cool thing going on.
What I'm saying is a lot of the stuff, probably all the stuff that you heard today that I've played will be or is being played on that very radio station, and it will be streaming soon. I can't stress that enough. That's the future of radio, pal.
You don't have to convince me, Alberto.
This is not a burial. This is a resurrection. I'm kidding. It's just a change of technology.
I understand.
That's all.
You're preaching to the converted. That would be me.
Cheap Trick before that quintessential BCN song. It reminds me of screaming across I-95 between Fall River and New Bedford on a hot summer day. BCN was speaking to me.
It reminds me of before I worked at WBCN.
Right.
I was in college, and I was a pretty casual college student because I'd worked in the, you know, I was an operating room technician for a little while. Then I went to college, and it seemed so easy comparatively. So
I seem to remember you used to wear a lot of plaid.
Yeah, but that's another story. I wore, you know, I was so happy to not be in the operating room anymore. I was very relaxed. I used to go to class with cargo shorts and a blazer, but no shirt at all. Sitting in class. Anyway, we used to listen to, I remember Cheap Trick, but I also remember the Cosmic Muffin. When I was in college, the Cosmic Muffin, we wouldn't go out until we did, right. We heard. He was an astrologer who would tell right. you whether you should, what was it, go out, stay in, or do something else.
May he rest in peace.
Yeah. And so, you know, BCN was part of my life way before I worked here. It was a big deal.
Coming up later on today, Ken Shelton, be hanging out with Hamilton, Guest Collins, Billy West, Tom Sandman. That should be worth the price of admission right
Tom
there.
Tom Sandman. Now, he was the guy that did the Lunchtime songs.
Exactly.
And Lunchtime songs
and
were,
Billy West.
Were song parodies.
Exactly.
And they used to take songs that you would know and remove the vocals. But that was before there was fancy technology. And Tom Sandman had this, somehow he would play the songs at the same time and the voices would cancel out. And they'd stick their own vocals in
there. It was reel-to-reels and razor blades.
Yeah.
And those little chalk pencils.
Good old school stuff.
And
so,
a reminder that Sam will be in here tomorrow, the aforementioned Sam, creator of Freeform 104, tomorrow with you from 4 to 7.
HD radio. And as I said, I'll give you one. All call right. me right now, 14th call at WBC.
Thanks for having me. I could do another couple hours. Easy.
Albert O., thank you very much. What are you leaving us with besides a mess?
The essence of rock.
Really?
Yeah,
that's
go ahead.
Big, big, big.
Go ahead.
You see, there's a BCN moment right there. That's old school. It's 104.1 Bradley J. And, you know, if you have something that really meant a lot to you musically speaking at WBCN, we'd like to hear about it because you are listening to the four-day farewell extravaganza here at WBCN. And, you know, you're part of that, a big, big part of that. So if there's something that you feel has just got to be played, why, I would like to know about it.
A new Boston sports radio station is being built. The first Boston FM sports station. It'll be the new home of the Patriots, Bruins, Dutcher and Rich. Thursday, it's the debut of 98.5 The Sports Hub. Boston's new home for sports.
Looking back at 41 years of WBCN, the Rock of Boston.
WBCN, Boston. Dangerous lunch today.
Every day.
We're saying goodbye to a legend, the Rock of Boston, WBCN.
I can't stand losing. I can't stand losing.
WBCN, the Police,
I can't stand losing you.
And Sting. Hey, by the way, anybody know how Sting got his name? I mean, that's not a name that you get from your mom or your dad. Here's the deal. He used to be in a jazz band prior to the Police. You know, he always has had a jazz bent to him. And back in the day, hip people would wear these sweaters that were striped horizontally, either purple and black, big, thick stripes, kind of bumblebee-y stripes. And he had a yellow and black one. He wore it all the time. And one of the dudes in the band called him Sting because he looked like a bumblebee. So it's Bradley J. We're sharing here. We're hanging out, celebrating 41 years of good times. It's the four-day farewell, retrospective, if you will, celebration, if you will, of over 41 years as the Rock of Boston. And I've been here for a number of those years and, you know, been in a lot of high-stress situations and, you know, messed some of them up. And one of them, I thought I had shared with Albert my most embarrassing moment, but I forgot one really key embarrassing moment. WBCN 20th birthday. We rent a bus. A party bus. We're going down to the Worcester Centrum, and we're going down to the Aerosmith show. They're going to sort of play for our birthday. And we did. It was a cool bus, and it was packed with goodies, if you know what I mean. Packed with goodies. And we made full use of the goodies by the time we got there. We were pretty altered. I would say very, very altered. You know, to the point where it's difficult to communicate. And when people talk to you, you really can't understand what they're saying. You misinterpret what they're saying. Well, that factors in because the deal was we were going to go up on stage before the band did Walk This Way. And we were going to say, hey, happy birthday. Thank you, everybody, for being with us for 20 years. Yada, yada, yada. And we're on the side of the stage kind of waiting for the song to come on. And I was standing on a riser at the edge of the stage while they're doing Walk This Way. And so we're getting ready to go on and say hi to the crowd. And Steven Tyler's singing, you know, and he comes prancing over to where I was on the riser, right at the edge of the stage, just out of sight of everybody. And he leans over and he points to his back. And I'm standing up on a riser about 2 feet high, dwarfing him. He's pretty small anyway. He's pointing to his back, and in my high mind, I'm saying, what? What does he want? Does he want me to jump on his back? He's pointing to his back, like, get on my back. And I'm like, what? Steven Tyler wants me to jump on his back in the middle of Walk This Way? And in my, you know, what do you do? Do you not jump on Steven Tyler's back if invited? Of course you do. So, you know, I do. I jump right on his back, and he was shocked. He wasn't expecting it. He's a very thin guy. He's struggling to keep me up, you know, while singing Walk This Way. And I'm wondering why he wanted me on his back, but here I am. And he almost falls over. And then I find out, you know, in about 3 seconds that he had not wanted me to jump on his back. But he had, in fact, wanted me to put my hands on his waist. And then somebody put their hands on my waist. And we would all walk in some goofy chain, or in other words, quote, Walk This Way. So we were going to kind of do the bunny dance to the song Walk This Way, I guess. But as you can imagine, you know, the crowd was shocked to see somebody leap out of the wings onto Steven Tyler's back. And I was shocked and nearly died of embarrassment. And there is a photo, which is happened right after that, which you can see at WBCN.com, and which, by the way, will remain. One of the ways WBCN will live on is at WBCN.com. Can you dig it? I think so. It's 104.1 WBCN.
Airchecks.com.